USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risks, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders getting endorsed by some progressives, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who's expected to formally endorse Sanders during a rally this upcoming Saturday. The Vermont senator is also getting the endorsement of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Hispanics will be the largest voting minority in 2020 for the first time ever. That's according to the Pew Research Center, which is reporting that a record 32 million Hispanic Americans will be eligible to vote next year. That's up from 27.3 million in 2016. Mrs. Doubtfire coming to Broadway? A new musical based on the classic 90s movie starring Robin Williams will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UAW members hoping the end is near for the GM strike, that is. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce are now in contract talks with top union officials, and that's giving hope to striking workers that a new contract could be coming soon. Yesterday's bargaining session, the second time that Barra has been at the table in the past week. The strike by the UAW is in its fifth week, and GM has lost over $1 billion as a result of that work stoppage. AMC Theaters has a new streaming service. The nation's leading movie theater is now going to offer the streaming service for members of its loyalty program. Now, members of the AMC Stubs program can access about 2,000 films from every major studio to rent or buy and watch at home. The company says it hopes to add films from AMC networks by the end of this year. There are about 20 million AMC Stubs members at last check. Howie Kendrick of the Washington Nationals being named the MVP of the National League Championship Series. Kendrick notching 5 hits in that series, including 4 doubles and driving in 4 runs while scoring himself 4 times. The 36-year-old, the third oldest player in history to win the National League Most Valuable Player, the Nationals beating St. Louis in 4 straight to now be heading to the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.